Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Well, first of all, I would like to say hello, and it's International Women's Day, so we are celebrating women today. And International Women means globalization. In this global world that we're in, women all over the country, all over the world, need our support. They need our help. There are women that are suffering in countries really all around. And as we think of ourselves here in the United States, yes, there are women here that are suffering as well. There are women that suffer from domestic violence. There are women that suffer from homelessness. And it's a sad thing to think about, but women are strong. And so that's not a sad thing at all. And I just want to say happy International Women's Day, because we are the caregivers of society. We are the strength of this world. We're the ones, a lot of men say, we're the ones running the world. Well, there's always a woman standing around somewhere in the back telling you what to do. And that's exactly the way that it is. We don't always care for ourselves the same way that we care for everybody else in the world, but we should. And so I just want to take a minute for women to say, take care of yourselves, take care of your stress levels, take care of your mental health, take care of your health in general, be your own best health advocate. Go see your doctor, get your checkups. If there's something you cannot afford, there are ways to get around that. There are ways to help. There are mobile mammogram vans. There are ways to get to see doctors that you don't have to spend the money. It's important that you be your own best health advocate. Don't ignore signs of heart disease. Don't ignore signs and things that you should, you know, really be thinking about. And so I just wanted to say to women out there, we are the strong ones. We are the strength of society, and we need to build each other up and not tear each other down, because too often women are known for being catty. They use that word catty, you know, and they tear each other down, and they say you dress for other women, not for men, that you do your makeup and your hair for other women, not really for men. And I think that's probably true to a degree, but we have to be careful that we don't tear each other down, because if you are friends with another woman, build her up. Don't be happy for her failures. Be happy for her successes, because I think as women, as a society, we have to be strong, because you know, it's just all we've got is our own strength. And believe me, we are strong. I am woman. Hear me roar. And you hear me roar every day. So I think you're probably getting a little bit used to that. And in the spirit of our sports medicine show, there's a new story that says loose helmets tied to worst teen concussions, and that high school students should have their athletic trainers check players' headgear for proper fit. So this from Health Day. High school football players wearing loose helmets suffer worse concussion effects than players whose helmet fits properly. Now, we talk about concussion a lot on our sports medicine show with the American College of Sports Medicine, and on our American Academy of Pediatrics show, we talk about concussion. And they're showing more and more now. As parents, we sometimes feel that the helmets and the equipment are our safety, you know, backups. Well, they're not necessarily a backup for good common sense, knowing the symptoms, when in doubt, sitting it out, those kinds of things, looking, having the buddy system, knowing about concussion, having the coaches and trainers know about concussion so that everybody can kind of be aware. However, this new study about helmets is showing that people put them on and they just keep them loose because they don't want a tight helmet. It pushes on their ears or it's uncomfortable. Some people I've heard say, oh, it causes me to have a headache. However, this is a complicated injury, concussion, so it's important that the helmets fit properly. So if you have children in sports, make sure that the athletic trainers and coaches fit their helmets properly. And as a parent, tell your child to buckle it up and make sure it's good and snug. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.